With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zayda Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley.
I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You're watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan T, Ro Moran, and Chino Liao all together again on the live stream for the first time in God knows how long. Chino, maraming salamat at gising ka pa para sa aming lahat.
In like 3 months.
Binas mo kami.
Hello, first of all, everybody. Thank you. Second of all, di ko na uulitin to. Because, you know, sleep is more important.
Yeah, I mean, We let you. I mean, you are allowed to prioritize sleep. So okay lang yan.
Pero na miss ka ng mga listeners natin, tsaka ng mga viewers natin, diba? Sabi nga ni sino ba yun? Si Julian, comeback ngayon ni Chino Matatag, all caps pa, wow. Diba? Para sa iyo yan.
Thank you, Julian. Thank you.
Tama si Leo, reunited and it feels so good. Actually, mamaya full house tayo syempre. We've got the Galactic Sharkies joining us on the live stream for the very first time. We'll be predicting the Royal Rumble, but it's the most wonderful time of the year as a wrestling fan. So, ang dami nating pag-uusapan. We'll talk about possible surprise returns, yung picks natin for the Iron Man, picks natin for the Royal Rumble winners on the men and women's side, and so much more. Plus, we've also got news from outside the ring, a little bit of AEW talk, a little bit of NXT talk. Lahat yan, part of our menu for tonight's live stream. But before we get this started, we gotta let you know that first, we've got another winner for our mega giveaway courtesy of our friends from Mega, the cloud storage website, and syempre, Machong Chismisan, ang podcast na nang i-sponsor ng ibang podcast. So stick around for the end of the live stream. Announce natin yung winner by then. And of course, as Ro mentioned during the pre-show, meron tayong Patreon program for all of you who want to be part of the Wrestling Podcast patron community.
Right, guys. Again, obviously, as you all know, the premium live event is happening this Sunday, Manila time, kasi Saturday, US time siya. And if you want to join our watch party over on Discord, as a couple of people from the podcast listeners have already done this week, all you got to do is subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as only 250 pesos a month, you get access to our Discord. So I'm going to go watch party. Might even win some cash. You also get access to our exclusive review content, which I've been posting on Facebook. Before you hear our thoughts here in the live stream, also get merch, pasabay, either from WWE Shop, Shop AEW, Pro Wrestling Tees, or even our own merch, which is coming out soon. So again, you get all of those good stuff for as little as only 250 pesos a month. Patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast.
Yon. Shout out to admin Jackie for putting the link in the comment section. All right, let's start with some news from outside the ring. Meron mga rumors and whispers that Ronda Rousey could be in the mix for the 2022 Women's Royal Rumble. Let's start with Chino here. What do you think about this?
Highly unlikely. I follow Ronda on Instagram, and so far all I've seen is farm pictures and everyday farm life. So unless she's really being coy with it, I don't expect her to be in the Rumble.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
No. I mean, may point naman yung sinabi ni Chino. So apparently, the news goes that WWE is prepared for Ronda to come back. They even have apparently plans for her up until WrestleMania. Pero it is highly dependent sa matamis na oo ni Ronda, whether she wants to come back or whether she's busy, you know, spending time with her family on the farm. Either way, I'm ready. I'm okay with it. If she does come back, okay lang din. If she doesn't, hindi naman siya malaking kawalan because Raw is star-studded right now, and I don't imagine that she'll be going to SmackDown unless they want her to do that.
Sabi ni Nell in the comments, no, please. But what do you guys think in the comment section? Do you want to see Ronda back? Are you expecting her to be the big surprise reveal? Leo in the comments says na long overdue yung Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch na one-on-one matchup. I think that's a WrestleMania-worthy main event right there.
I would actually place her on SmackDown more on Raw. Kasi tama naman si Raw na mas star-studded na yung Raw ngayon eh. Diba? And I feel like SmackDown needs it more, kind of. Like they need it because it's Fox. They need it because they're slowly, sorely lacking in the female department as compared to Raw. So parang feeling ko mas bagay siya. I want to see Ronda and Charlotte. Why not? I'd see that too. Charlotte was also part of that triple threat. Kahit epa mm-hmm. lang siya nun, diba? Mm-hmm. So it makes sense.
Yo, any thoughts?
No, I want to see it because let's give her a fair shake, even though she's not a, you know, pro wrestler. Ronda is still pretty good in the ring. I like watching her wrestle. She has taken quite well to the ring. And some of you guys are hating because it's Ronda Rousey. Pero when she is actually allowed to do stuff that she can do and, you know, get in a compelling storyline, she can actually put out some good matches.
Yeah, I'm excited, actually. I think na yung 3 years away ni Ronda Rousey following WrestleMania 35 made me miss her. Like, I actually miss seeing Ronda on WWE TV. And whether she comes back as a face or a heel, I really don't care. I like to see her go up against anyone, even if it's Becky, even if it's Charlotte. So, yun. Oh, okay ako. Yun nga, medyo divided tayo in the comment section, which is fun. So, it's always fun when we have differing opinions, diba? All right, other stuff that has been talked about from outside the ring. Bully Ray has been in wrestling news for the last few days because he made some comments about Jon Moxley. This actually happened right after our live stream last week. So, diba last week si Mox bumalik siya sa AEW after a few months in rehab, and sinabi ni Bully Ray na Mox should have apologized kasi raw you know, he took some time away to address his own issues, blah blah blah. I'm not going to repeat everything that Bully said, but Renee Paquette, you know, when Jon Moxley spoke up, she clapped back. She basically called it a hot take and she called it BS and said na importante is the guy took time off to take care of himself and inacknowledged na lahat ng mga pinagdaraanan ni Mox. And even Roman Reigns actually had comments about that. Hindi niya kinontra talaga si Bubba. Sinabi niya, I can see where he's coming from, pero mas inacknowledge ni Roman, mas binigyan niya ng weight, yung fact na ginawa nga ni Mox yung mas importante, which is to take care of himself, take care of his family. And both Renee, obviously, and Roman said na Mox doesn't need to apologize to anybody. So let's start with you, Ro. Your thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's a pretty dumb take. And it's quite indicative of which generation Bully Ray is a part of. Na, okay, you gotta apologize to them because you took their time. You took the fans' enjoyment of you in the ring away from them. But like, come on, dude. If something happened to Jon Moxley because of his alcoholism, like if something drastic or something really bad happened, sana naman hindi on the level of Chris Benoit, but something bad could happen along those lines if he left that stuff unchecked, unaddressed. There's going to be a lot more hell to pay if that happens. So better to address it now, you know, ruin the plans for now in order to make sure the long-term health of everyone involved is fine, right? and stable. Parang, come on, dude. Parang, how else would you want to address this at all?
Ikaw, Chino.
I feel like ayoko naman sabihin na tama sa Bully Ray, but gets ko na yung sinasabi niya. He's thinking of it from a wrestling standpoint. But then at the same time, his opinion really isn't necessary in something like this kasi it doesn't involve him Diba? Hindi naman siya...
Sino ka ba, diba?
Diba? No, I mean, I recognize what he's done for the business and for wrestling in general. I am a Dudley Boys fan. But at the same time, yung opinion niya is something that's very unnecessary at this point. And si Rene mismo nagsabi na if he really did feel like that, he didn't have to air his dirty laundry. He could have just reached out kasi kilala niya si Rene, kilala si John Moxley. They both have each other's numbers. They could have just easily done it privately. Diba? Instead, he chose to do this and it really just is poor taste.
I want to point out yung sinabi ni Rene dun sa podcast niya with Misha Tate. Sabi niya na yung previous generations, paraming wrestlers who, you know, went who died, the untimely passing of all these wrestlers because of all the issues outside the ring. And it's good na itong generation na to, people like Mox, especially a star on his level, they're actually putting in the effort to actually address these issues and take care of themselves. And it's a good way to really break that chain, diba? Break that really vicious cycle from past generations of wrestlers. And you know, we don't even need to name all of those people kasi ang dami na nga talaga, too many lives have either gone down the drain or just really ended prematurely because of their issues outside the ring. So I think that it's really important that people just get healthy and really focus on them. And if somebody like Mox prioritizes his own family, good for him. Kasi, diba, I think all of us can agree, now for the most part, you really should prioritize your family, lalo na he just got married, he has a newborn kid, diba?
Parang, I mean, like, ano ba, ano yung gusto niya mangyari? Na, okay, let's wait for the storyline to wrap up and have him get written off TV before he starts rehab and stuff like that. Like, okay, if he needs rehab now, who are you to take away the opportunity for him to get better? Diba? Like, do you really want another shitstorm to happen just because may obligations siya as a performer? Like, come on, dude.
Yeah. Let's file those takes under takes we should leave in the previous generation. 2022 na rin nga naman, di ba? Any other thoughts, guys, on Bully Ray and Rene Paquette and John Moxley before we move on?
Wala. I mean, we've already mentioned everything.
All right. We're good. Sige. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about Gunther and a bit of AEW as well. And we'll also begin our Royal Rumble 2022 predictions. But first, here's one way you can support the Wrestling Podcast with your online shopping over on Lazada.
Right, guys. As you know, sales are always happening on Lazada. So anything you want and need, hashtag nasa Lazada yan. Get what you need and support the podcast in the process by using our affiliate link, podlink.co/IAM. podlink.co/IAM. Type that in your mobile browser, add the cart, and check out on the mobile app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
And now a quick break to hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get to some shout-outs over on Kumu.
Si Abby nagpaulan ng lechon, so that Oy. Is a good number of diamonds for us. Thank you, Abby.
Salamat, Abby.
Scamageddon says, a very nice and very evil evening to y'all, which we will address in a bit. Don't worry, we will get to that. We have seen it too. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everyone who has joined us tonight. Shark has also shared the stream on Kumu. Si AJ Vilbar says he'll support Brock Lesnar. I think a lot of people will too, after seeing what he's been like the past few weeks. Thank you for following, then. Thank you to everyone who is tuned in right now on Kumu. Don't forget to smash those hearts. It will let everyone know on Kumu that you like to listen to our wrestling content.
All right, let's go to NXT and talk about Gunther. So he had a little pre-taped video package along with the rest of Imperium, and he explained yung name change. So to summarize, sinabi niya na in-acknowledge niya na yung given name niya, it was also the name of his grandfather, the family patriarch. It's his, it's the name that his parents gave him, the name that he is most known by all over the world. Pero sabi rin niya, time for a new era, time to step out of the past and move into the future. So yun yung explanation kung bakit siya Gunta. And he wants to start a new identity. Kaya raw yun, nagpalit siya ng pangalan. What do you think about this?
Yeah, okay lang naman. I forgot to mention this last week, but I am actually in the minority when I think, when I believe that the name Walter or Walter wasn't really like a badass name. He made it badass, but by itself, it wasn't really badass.
I am part of that camp as well. If you just say Walter, Walter, instead of saying Volta, like he says, what is Walter? Name another badass Walter.
Chalang.
Chalang eh. Diba?
Walter Mart.
Walter, pag sinabi niyo Walter White, di yun eh, kasi teacher siya eh. Diba? So, hindi siya, it's not a naturally sounding maangas name eh. Diba? So, he gave it spice, that name. He added flavor to that name. I like his explanation. It reminds me a lot of Hideo Tami. Kenta's explanation, diba? Ganun din yung ginamit ni Kenta. That's why he wanted a new start, a new change since he's a new wrestler in NXT. Ganun din yung ginamit niya. And I think it makes sense story-wise.
Eto, may tanong si Kyle Martin. Sabi niya, if Walter changed his name from the start pa lang of his WWE career, do you think people would have accepted the change more?
Maybe a little bit. I don't know if they would have accepted it all the way. Kasi, yun ya, Walter is very prominent in the UK and in the European and indie scene, diba? So he has a following already. And it's one of those things na, yun ya, it's like Hideo Itami, no? Kenta was a legend, diba? So a lot of people also didn't really accept that, but it did help that it happened before he started in WWE. So, yeah, maybe just a little bit.
Another person that comes to mind who changed his name early on, as in from the get-go, Finn Balor. Diba? Hindi naman siya Finn Balor outside of NXT. When he debuted as Finn Balor and explained why he was Finn Balor, mas nag-warm up yung idea sa mga utak ng mga tao. So I guess, yes, maybe WWE should have started in the beginning with Walter. But then, you know, after a while, makakalimutan na din natin na, huh? Sino si Walter? Diba? Ah, si Gunther yung pala yun. Diba? And then that's how, just how wrestling works.
May tanong si Galactic Shark from backstage. Sabi niya, what if Mr. McMahon forced him to change his name and forced him to say that he likes the new name?
Well, yun naman talaga yung nangyari, diba? Like, yeah. That's really what happens when you are said to say something in kayfabe in the promo. So you gotta fake it for the story.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what are you trying to sell if you're not faking it?
Tama. Ano ba? You're trying to shoot here. It's marketing. They want to own the rights to the name. That's the whole point with all these name changes. They want to own the rights to the name so that when the Lester leaves, they can still continue making merch and still keep earning on that name. Diba? Ganun naman talaga yun.
I will say, na if you really want the name to be badass, we should really pronounce it the way he does. Diba? Gunther. Like, when you say it like that, sobrang angas as opposed to just Gunther.
Yeah, say it with your chest.
Yeah. Diba? Gunther.
Gunther par barista lang dun sa Central Perks yun.
Rest in peace. So there, that takes care of Gunther explaining the name change. All right, let's go over to AEW. Let's talk about Cody and Sammy Guevara. So they had a hell of a ladder match to open this week's Dynamite. But I think what Ro wants to talk about here, it is what the point of all of it was. Kasi diba, Cody came back, won the TNT title, then disappeared for a couple of weeks, then came back, and then dropped the title anyway. So ano ba talaga yung point nito?
Yeah, what a mess, man. Like, I imagine that this was not how TK foreseen the whole Cody run to happen. Like, he came back to win the championship from Sammy Guevara, who was pretty hot as a champion at the time. And then like a COVID show or whatever happened to him, and he had to not show up, which forced them to make an interim TNT championship. And now, the interim TNT champion won the championships, the undisputed championship. So at this point, ano yung point na natalo siya in the first place? So, but bakit hindi na lang na ano, but di na lang siya nag-retain in the first place? Is it really just to facilitate Cody's heel turn or delusional face character? So it's just all weird to me, and it kind of felt like a wasted past 3 or so weeks. I don't know about
actually,
you.
Parang sobrang face nung ano ni Cody kanina, yung reception niya kanina. For some reason, that crowd earlier in Cleveland loved Cody. Naabutan mo ba, Chino? Napanood mo ba yung ladder match?
Cleveland also loves LeBron, so I don't really...
Si LeBron at least taga Ohio. Cody is from Georgia, dude.
No, but what I will say about Cody here, if I think hindi naman niya in-expect na magka-COVID siya, di ba? So malaking bagay din yun sa storyline na to. Like, I'm pretty sure TK... in his infinite wisdom, they didn't say, oh, Cody, mananalo ka dito sa magkaka-COVID ka, tapos babalik natin kay Sammy Guevara yung belt, diba? Parang feeling ko, syempre, instinctual na lang din yun. It happened in the moment, right? And yeah, it's messy, but then it's also wrestling, diba? It's also unpredictable. I'm not really having a big issue with this. I'm just happy that Sammy Guevara has the title back.
Sabi ni Emil, LeBron won Cleveland a title. O nga naman, si Cody, anong ginawa niya para sa Cleveland? it's kind of funny to me na yun nga, parang na-pad lang yung stats nila. Like, Cody got a third TNT championship run and si Sammy is now a two-time TNT champion, all within the span of like 1 or 2 months.
Yeah, I just want Cody to turn heel. If he's going to do it, just do it right away. Just stop beating around the bush. He did that awkward promo and now it's just like, it's just... he's just making it last unnecessarily long.
I don't think he's going to be turning heel pa rin anytime soon. Kasi diba parang may issue pa sa kanya yung ano, Men of the Year. They were there. Like, they were actually shown, diba, watching the match.
At this point, it's really confusing as to what is what. So, yeah. Nico rin gets, pero I feel like he's kind of, you know, in the gray area, but leaning towards heel.
All right, let's see how that unfolds. In the meantime, ito na, inaabangan ninyo. Let's talk about that very nice, very evil debut. So, nung main event during the Lights Out match, merong nagtatago sa ilalim ng ring, and wouldn't you know it, it was Danhausen making his AEW debut. Then after the show, Tony Khan tweeted out itong graphic na to. So, it's official, he has signed with AEW. What did you guys think of that debut?
I thought there was, when I first heard about it, because I didn't watch the show live, when I first heard about it, I thought there was more to it, pero yun lang pala, he was trying to wrest some weapons away from Adam Cole. So I thought there was more, and I guess there will be more, I just don't know what. So this was just more of an Easter egg to the independent and internet fans. So yun, if you are a Danhausen fan, then you probably like this. I'm not that much of a Danhausen fan, so it was okay lang to me.
I am a Danhausen fan. Fun fact, he was on an episode of Conan O'Brien's podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, one of the first episodes on that. And he actually explained the whole idea of his character. And dun ko lang nalaman kung sino si Danhausen. And after, since then, I've been hooked because it's such a weird, bizarre character na... na demonyo siya pero mabait siyang demonyo, 'di ba? So it, to me, it's always just been a captivating character or persona to follow, especially since I see him a lot online and in different people's vlogs as Danhausen, not as the guy who plays Danhausen, but as actually shoot Danhausen. So parang it's good, it's a good opportunity for somebody like him to get a much larger stage in AEW, diba? Kasi, especially since last run niya was in ROH and it was relatively big, yes, but AEW is on a nationwide level, international level even. So I'm happy and I can't wait to see if he's able to translate that quirkiness that he has in a much larger platform.
I caught a clip of a Danhausen interview sa Chris Van Vliet show, yung podcast niya. And Danhausen's actually out of character there. So no makeup, no gimmicks, no nothing. And it's very interesting then to hear him talk as the human being. So if you're into that, those types of interviews, which I'm sure you guys love, go check that out, the Chris Van Vliet show. Question here, non-Danhausen related from Alistair Conde. Do you think the Diamond Cutter is the most overused wrestling move alongside the Canadian Destroyer?
No, sir. That is the super kick. The super kick is the most overused wrestling move.
The right destroyer's now. Like the most overused spot, I would say. But not the month.
No, the weird thing about the destroyer is people who didn't think would have it actually use it, like John Cena or Goldust. Mm. So you know, pina weird thing about the Canadian destroyer. But super kick. Everyone has a super kick.
Yes.
Leo says, imagine this tag team, Sting and Danhausen. Yeah, siguro pag naging boy na ni Andrade si Darby Allin. All right, time for us to get to our Royal Rumble 2022 prediction. So let's bring in our first guest. Yes, I said first. He is known as the founder of Geek Talk PH. You may be following him already on TikTok. Welcoming him back to the podcast, the Galactic Shark. How's it going, man?
Hey, what is up, guys? It's Galactic Shark. Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you. Sobrang excited ako sa podcast na to. Yes. Sobrang excited ako mag-predict ng Royal Rumble. So, all right, let's go.
All right. Thanks for joining us, man. And sabi ko nga, di ba, first guest natin, meron tayong surprise entry into the stream. Papasukin na yan, babyface producer Gel. Sino ba yan?
What a mark.
Surprise entrance. Hi, Mom, I made it.
Woo! What a mark.
Rowan the SHIT joining us for the Royal Rumble 2022 predictions. Yan na, nagpa-pop na yung mga fans ni Rowan SHIT. All one of them. Yan.
Well, there are more, I'm sure.
Si Duolingo.
All right, so the Royal Rumble Premium Live event happens on Sunday, Manila time. Buti naman, di ba? Para at least hindi natin kailangan mag-leave. Hindi natin kailangan mag-guilty kasi whatever your ganap is tuwing Monday, you get to enjoy it Sunday morning on the WWE Network. Big picture muna tayo. I'm sure a lot of us really love the Royal Rumble, but what is it about the Rumble that makes it so exciting? Let's start with Shark here.
Oh, okay, so... pinaka-exciting para sa akin sa Royal Rumble is yung mga interactions ng mga wrestler na hindi usually nag-interact. Yun talaga. As in, like before pa, like during Ruthless Aggression, nung sobrang magkahiwalay pa talaga ng Raw tsaka ng SmackDown. Ngayon parang medyo na-blur na yung lines nung dalawa. Pero dati, like hindi talaga sila nagkikita. Yun yung pinaka-inaabangan ko, yung anong magiging interaction ng mga Raw superstars, mga SmackDown superstars, tsaka ano kaya yung magiging chemistry ng mga superstars na hindi laging magkasama. Ayun, yun yung pinakagusto. Wala akong masyadong pakialam kung sino manalo, anong, yung interactions talaga.
Ikaw, Rowan, yung favorite part mo, yung most exciting para sa'yo when it comes to the Royal Rumble?
I've always had the same answer since nung bata pa ako, and it's always the surprise entrance. Tsaka, like, hindi mo may expect kung sino yung lalabas, like, a legend from the 90s, like someone na hindi ko naabutan.
So pag kunwari si Hurricane nung lumabas siya last year, kilala mo ba?
Of course, na-recognize ko siya.
Okay, buti naman kilala mo si Hurricane. Right? Like,
okay, ako yung tag team partner niya.
okay. How about you, Chino? What's your favorite part about the Rumble?
The Rumble to me is like a wholly original idea from the WWE. As in, pwede ka naman magka-battle royale in other promotions, but it won't be the Rumble. In fact, if anything, I would argue that all the other battle royales are just an imitation of what the Rumble actually is. Ito yung OG, ito yung unang pinapanood, ito yung battle royale na nagmamatter, di ba? Kaya pag nag-number one ka, tumagal ka ng 30, importante yun kasi tumagal ka ng ganun katagal sa Royal Rumble. And to me, that's just what's amazing about the Royal Rumble.
Ro, any big picture thoughts heading into this Sunday's premium live event?
Wala naman. It's a Royal Rumble. I don't need any big picture thoughts about it. Like, it's here to be enjoyed by everyone. No? So, you didn't ask me, but my favorite part is also the finding out who's coming out next. Say it's really unpredictable. The entire thing, the entire order of mga taong lalabas is the one thing na hindi natin alam, right? It's like we can predict who's going to be the winner. We can expect someone to be the winner, pero who's coming out next at which at any given point in time in the match is the best part kasi it's completely 100% a surprise.
All right. Of course, it is the most wonderful time of the year for us wrestling fans. So let's get right to it. Champer will save the Rumbles for last. Let's start off with this Clash of the Titans matchup between Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins for the Universal Championship. We're going to start with Rowan. Who do you think is going to win here? Is the Tribal Chief still going to be champion by the end of the Rumble?
If I want to believe the rumors, I'll go for Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Seth Rollins is, you know, the rumor is he will win the Universal title and move to Raw. I think the Tribal Chief's title reign has been long enough, and I'd love to see him go for the WWE Championship naman, like he would win the Rumble. We're going to talk about that later.
Okay, interesting. Ikaw, Shark.
Actually, sa mga rumors nga, same din, gusto ko manalo si Seth tapos mag-enter si Roman sa Rumble.
Tapos, di ba parang ano, parang weird na after all of na mga tinalo ni Roman, biglang si Seth of all people yung tatalo sa kanya? What do you think about that?
Feeling ko kasi, yun nga, di ba siya na yung longest reigning na Universal, na na-achieve na niya yung longest reigning na Universal champ. Tapos, I think na si Brock din naman, hindi rin, parang hindi siya permanent eh. Hindi siya permanent sa WWE. I think na ang plano nila is magiging WWE champion talaga si Roman.
Mm-hmm. So 2-0 so far from the panel. Let's throw it a row.
Well, I believe the rumors because I also report the rumors. So if we want these things to be true, then I'm also pulling for Seth kasi mukhang yun nga yung plano nila to have another Roman Brock match. I don't think that it's the most ideal thing to do with Roman, but it's the biggest match na kaya nilang gawin. So, okay lang din naman. As Rowan said, the title reign has gone on long enough. I think people are ready for a change. And the proof na rin ni Roman yung sinu prove na he's one of the best. And he already broke that record. So, game lang. Game na tayo sa pagbabago.
Ikaw, Chino, so sweep ba natin to 4-0 for Seth?
Yeah, I'm gonna say Seth as well. I mean, you say, bakit si Seth lang yung tatalo kay Roman? Seth Rollins beat Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar in the same night, di ba? There's a triple threat na yun when he got his first title. So he's no slouch, di ba? He can actually be a credible champion. So I feel like it's the right move for him moving forward kasi malakas na yung momentum niya. He was able to get a lot of his momentum back and build off of it. And feeling ko, he's also just a more of a Raw guy. I don't know why I say this, but I've always seen him as a Raw guy, and him jumping back to Raw might actually be the good move for him.
Well, it's not like Seth moved to SmackDown. Like, he's only appearing there kasi ginagago niya si Roman, di ba? Kasi SmackDown is Roman's territory. Pero right. Seth is still a Raw guy after all. Sabi ni Joseph dito sa comment, sobrang loser ni Roman pagdating kay Seth. Actually, yun nga sinasabi ni Seth, di ba? Sa mga promos niya, he has Roman's number. Every time magkalaban sila and it's a high-stakes match, si Seth yung nananalo. And people online are saying, so paano yun? Si Seth na ba yung babyface dito? And Ro, I know you have some thoughts on that.
God, no, Seth isn't the babyface. It's just that who is a matter of who is gooder than the other, diba? So they're both still heels. When Seth wins the championship, hindi naman siya magiging babyface forever. He's gonna go back to being a dick on Raw. Kasi he's still a dick on Raw. It's just that when he's together with Roman, nagiging nagmumukhang mabuti lang siya. So hindi totoo yan. They need a face to be. They need a face to go to look good against the heel, and it just so happens that they won't give up Roman on the heel spot.
Yung basa ko dun is si Roman kasi yung pinaka final boss, diba? So alam nga naman yung final boss mo babyface. So parang de facto babyface tuloy si Seth. Tsaka 3-on-1 pa rin yun, diba? Kasi bloodline, diba? With the Usos there. So the fact na Seth had to overcome those obstacles, it's sort of babyface-y. So for the people who are saying na babyface na ba, hindi totally, just dito sa konteksto nung particular story na to. So yun, that should answer that question. Meron tanong si Zedric, sabi niya, totoo bang nung day one, dapat natalo na si Reigns kay Lesnar?
Yeah. I mean, this is why they're doing the whole thing, diba? This is why it's still Roman versus Brock at the Royal Rumble. So, we will never know kasi syempre nagka-COVID si Roman. But with the way things are going, mukhang totoo yung rumors na yan.
All right. Let's move on to the next match on the Royal Rumble Premium Live Event card. Ito, isa pa. The much-awaited matchup between Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley. I've actually been enjoying yung batuhan nila sa promos. Nakakatuwa silang pareho. And I'm excited to see this all go down. Shark, parang excited ka rin. So, sino pang bato mo rito?
Brock ako. Brock talaga to. And sobrang, yun nga, yung, tulad na sinabi mo, sobrang na-enjoy ko yung batuhan nila, lalo na yung comedian Brock era. Sobrang enjoy na enjoy ko talaga si Brock sa mga jokes niya, sa mga promos niya. And ano, Brock ako all the way dito.
All right, ikaw Rowan.
Same goes with Shark. I'll go with Brock kasi you know, he's a new champ and I want to see Roman versus Brock ulit at WrestleMania because that's what the rumor said. Doon na ako magbe-base. So I would believe that.
Okay. Okay. Chino.
I am also going to say Brock here, partly because their project with him, trying to turn him into a babyface, it is so successful now. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it is. They were able to sell us the idea that Brock Lesnar is an everyman. this former football player na accused ng nagroids who lives in the mountains of Minnesota somewhere is actually
whose wife is a Playboy playmate.
Oh, whose wife is a Playboy playmate is an everyman. I guess yes, to an extent, yes, kasi yung merch niya flannel, diba? Gets kayo, nakakatawa yun. But then at the same time, ang successful niya eh. So parang if they take the title away from him, diba? Kahit kinukupal niya si Bobby Lashley, it still wouldn't make sense. So I'll stay with Brock Lesnar in this one.
Actually, parang lahat kinukupal niya, pati si Corey Graves, diba, pinagtripan niya nung Raw. So that was really funny to me. Ikaw, Ro, are you gonna complete the sweep?
Yeah, I mean, so Joseph in the comments asked, why not just have Roman win and then Brock lose to Lashley? Well, that's a good way to establish Bobby Lashley further. That's not gonna happen. This is Brock Lesnar of all people. Big E couldn't beat Brock Lesnar. So si Bobby pa kaya, diba? I mean, like, I don't think they're putting Bobby on that same level as Brock and Roman. So talagang sila yung tier S sa WWE ngayon.
I mean, if that happens, I would lose my mind. Like, I'm willing to be surprised. Pero like Gro said, I'm not entirely sure. Hindi ako confident na, yeah, na you know, may possibility yun.
I mean, if they pull the trigger on Bobby Lashley, great. About good for Bobby Lashley. I think he's paid his dues. But at the same time, Brock is Brock. There's a reason they waited for him to come back with the crowd. There's a reason they keep wanting him back, diba? There's a reason they keep making him champions because he's, kahit sabihin yung hindi, he's a draw.
Yeah, he is. He is. He is still the biggest draw in WWE today. So there's that. Let's talk about the women now. It's a feud that I didn't expect I'd be this invested in. Becky Lynch and Doudrop for the Raw Women's Championship. Sobrang tindi ng split screen interview nila on Raw, and I was like, wow, I'm actually really excited for this now. So mission accomplished right there. Rowan, start us off here. Who do you think is coming out on top?
Let's go for Becky. I want to see Becky Lynch hold the title until WrestleMania because meron akong gusto makitang match. Eh. We're gonna talk about that later. See, Doudrop, I'm not yet convinced, although she's really impressive.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw, Shark, what do you think of Doudrop altogether?
Doudrop, parang feeling ko kasi parang hilaw pa. Although, magaganda yung mga matches. Ah, magaganda, magaling. Parang hindi pa siya ready for being champ. Well, pag sinabi na hindi ready, kasi naging champion din si Nikki A.S.H. So parang... Mm-hmm. Becky pa din ako, Becky, ang mananalo for me. Although, pwede tayong surprise, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero, Becky talaga. Feeling ko hindi nila itatanggalin kay Becky in championship.
Chino, what do you think?
While I do appreciate Doudrop, I feel like, tama nga si Shark, medyo hilaw pa siya. She could have done with a few more, a little bit more time in NXT US. Just to acclimate herself to the U.S. market. At the same time, I also feel like Becky Lynch, like Rowan said, still has bigger opponents down the road. And to take away a belt from her on the road to WrestleMania just doesn't make sense because she's also the biggest female draw that the company has right now. So if they don't pull the trigger, if they didn't pull the trigger rather with Liv Morgan during the last pay-per-view, diba, what's to say na gagawin nila kay Doudrop? Parang hindi, diba? So dito tayo kay Becky Lynch.
Yeah, matter of timing pa rin to, no? Yung comment section natin is really pro-Becky din. Ro, as someone who's really seen Doudrop nung NXT UK run niya, what can you say about her?
Well, Joseph is asking kung meron boboto kay Doudrop. I would if this were not Becky Lynch. If this weren't the road to WrestleMania, diba? Doudrop is really, really good, guys, especially with the heel turn. At first, he was a weird sympathetic babyface against Eva Marie. But now she's coming to her own. She, parang Becky Lynch yung character niya na, yeah, na naabutan niya much, much sooner than Becky did for herself. So, yun nga, if the circumstances were different, I would have voted Doudrop all the way because she is that damn good. And I expect her to be a champion later by the end of the year. Fearless forecast. But yes, Becky, kasi Becky.
All right. So yun, 4-0 tayo for Becky Lynch. Next up, the mixed tag team match, the It Couple versus the Grit Couple. So it's Edge and Beth Phoenix versus The Miz and Maryse. Shart, parang excited ka rin for this one, ha?
Si Edge, one of my all-time favorites talaga si Edge kasi. Tsaka, so feeling ko bias yung sagot ko dito. Gusto ko manalo si Edge. Tsaka si, ano, si Beth Phoenix.
Okay lang maging bias dito.
Ayun, simply because sobrang gustong gusto ko si Edge. Tapos medyo facey siya ngayon, di ba? Na yeah. So wala akong reason kundi dahil gusto ko lang manalo si Edge.
Alright. Rowan, naabutan mo ba si Beth Phoenix and Maryse as active wrestlers?
Yep. I did. Pero to counter Shark's prediction, I'll go with The Miz and Maryse.
Okay.
Because
yeah, bakit?
Okay, like what I said on the day one predictions, I don't want to see Edge win again. Parang nakakasawa na kasi na lagi siyang panalo. Like for a part time, like he keeps on winning. Gusto ko naman makita si Miz or someone else would beat Edge. Kasi it rarely happens. So let's go with The Miz and Maryse here.
All right. What about you, Chino?
I am also going to go with The Miz and Maryse simply because madedehado si Miz and Maryse pag natalo sila. Miz especially because he's the active competitor here. Right? Doesn't he just come back from injury and then all of a sudden he's facing two Hall of Famers? Diba? So parang pag natalo siya doon, saan siya pupulutin? And Edge, on the other hand, if he loses, it's okay. He can take the L because he doesn't do weekly shows. Diba? He's on TV once every few months and people still cheer regardless of whether he wins or not, diba? So I feel like Miz benefits more by winning. So that's why I'm going to go for the It Couple.
Ikaw, Ro, what do you think? Kasi diba nung nag-predictions tayo ng day one, sabi natin lahat, oh, si Miz to, tapos biglang si Edge pala yung nanalo.
Yeah. I want to agree with Rowan because Miz and Maryse really do need the win. Although I'm not as excited for this anymore kasi Beth is great and Beth coming back is great, but I didn't put Maryse on the top of her list for dream matches. So yeah, that's kind of weird. Pero while Miz and Maryse need the win, it's still also Edge and Beth. So for all we know, baka tuloy lang nila. And you know, it doesn't really hurt Miz to lose. It doesn't hurt Maryse to lose. So it might just happen that the faces win again and then they move on.
So you're gonna take Edge and Beth here?
I don't know. I'm really split on this. Like I need Miz and Maryse to win, pero ang feeling ko na mangyayari talaga is Edge and Beth. So okay, fine. The vote is Edge and Beth.
All right, interesting. So this is the first non-Rumble match na split tayo dito sa podcast. So what do you guys think? Let us know in the comment section as we take another break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Men's Rumble and the Women's Rumble, plus our pick of the week and yung winner natin for an account from Mega, 2 terabytes worth of online cloud storage up for grabs. That's happening in a bit. But first, Ro's going to tell you about how you can support the podcast through your online shopping over on Shopee.
right, guys? As you guys know, there's always a sale on Shopee. So if you want to take advantage of that and support the podcast in the process, all you got to do is use our affiliate link, podlink.co/W9X, podlink.co/W9, and the letter X. Type that in your mobile browser, add the cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here on the podcast at no extra cost to you.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get to some shout-outs over on Kumu.
Right, shouting out Pisotko or Pisotiko. I don't know which one your name is. Saying hey to Loloy Rosalijos for sending us halo halo. Maraming salamat, Loloy.
Thank you for
following as well. See, Vince Andrew Ingal says Brock Lesnar din siya ang pili niya for the WWE Championship match. So thank you again, guys, for following and tuning in here on Kumu. Let us know. Let everyone know pala that you like listening to the wrestling talk here on Kumu by smashing those hearts. Thanks, Kamageddon, for sending us 3 ha-ha-has. That's also worth some diamonds, so thank you. Yun.
All right. Tana, let's talk about the main event, syempre, the Royal Rumble match itself. Ladies first tayo rito. So, ito yung updated graphic. And as of recording natin on Thursday night, there are 21 announced entrants for the Women's Royal Rumble. So, siguro yung unang tanong natin dito, sino yung mga surprise entrants? Kasi syempre, meron mga TBA. Who do you think will appear at the Women's Royal Rumble? Let's start with Shark.
Isa lang ang naisip ko na magiging surprise entrant, si Ronda Rousey. Mm-hmm. As in, she's been rumored for quite some time. Tas feeling ko talaga mag-a-appear na siya. Tapos road to WrestleMania na. Baka nga siya pa yung manalo.
So, ala Becky Lynch talaga. Like, after mga na, back to training, then boom, surprise return.
Pili ko
ikaw,
talaga.
Rowan, who's on your bingo card?
I actually doubt Ronda will return. Pero, I'll have Tenille Dashwood if we're gonna talk about the partnership with Impact. And Lacey Evans, since nanganak na rin siya.
Oh, isa pa yun. Nag-maternity leave.
Yeah, may bago ng flair.
Okay, no, we're not going to make that joke, Rowan. Right, how about you, Chino?
I'm basing this on Instagram because I've been following her on Instagram. And nakikita ko sa account ni Bailey yung nag-workout siya. And she's been doing great with her recovery. So my guess is Santina Morella.
No, please.
No, it's Bailey, obviously. Bailey. I feel like if there's going to be a surprise entrant, it'll be her.
Okay. Ikaw, Ro.
Mahirap to kasi the match is kind of laid out in a way and promoted in a way na parang very little space na rin for surprise entrance. Kasi konti na lang yung ano eh. Konti na talaga yung ano, yung women's division. So, I'm gonna just repeat some of the stuff that was mentioned here. Bailey probably, possibly Ronda nga, if she says yes. My personal picks are Io and possibly Raquel Gonzalez. So I would imagine that they bring over some people from NXT.
Ako, I would be shocked if Asuka didn't make her return. People in the comments have been mentioning Asuka. See, Kairi Sane also appeared on my radar just earlier, right before the stream. Merong rumors na WWE supposedly has reached out to Kairi Sane. I'm not sure how true, pero ang sabi-sabi, next month pa daw mag-expire yung kontrata niya. So baka raw she could appear at the Women's Royal Rumble. People in the comments saying maybe Cora Jade, Dakota Kai from NXT, the same names that you guys mentioned. Let's talk about Summer Rae for a quick bit. Kasi meron tanong si Cedric, bakit daw legend ang tawag kay Summer Rae?
I mean, if people get a little bit of notoriety in their career, whether naging champion or world champion man sila or hindi, they could be legends in the WWE marketing sense. Like the Bushwhackers are considered legends.
Parang ano lang yan, it's a nice way of saying former employee.
Yeah.
It's their way of marketing the alumni, diba?
Yeah, alumni.
No, it's not just alumni. It's alumni you still remember.
That's true.
Memorable sa'yo.
It's to be fair to Summer Rae, she was on Total Divas, diba? And Total Divas is actually a thing.
Yes. It's also interesting you mentioned Summer Rae kasi nga, I was listening to her podcast episode with Renee Paquette on Oral Sessions, and she mentioned that hindi lang siya yung reach out na former wrestler. She didn't name names, but she did say specifically that a lot of us were contacted by the back offices of the WWE. At that time, si Mark Carano pa yung nag-contact sa kanya to be part of this year's Rumble. So this was a project a long time coming for everybody else involved.
Ganito yeah, saka medyo may notoriety siya ngayon because of the crypto scene.
Yeah, diba? I mean, like, when Baron Corbin retires, like, years and years from now, you will call him a legend because he has been so memorable this entire time, even if you don't like him now.
Even if he doesn't make the Hall of Fame, you will still say Baron WWE legend Baron Corbin.
Oh, diba?
Yeah, I agree there. Who do you think is going to be the Iron Woman? Sino yung pinakatatagal? We've seen people like Sasha Banks hold this record. See, Bianca Belair held this record on her way to the win last year. Anyone?
Bianca. Bianca pa rin.
Kasi because
they've been building her up so well as an underdog up until day one. Si Santina Marella, si Liv Morgan. I feel like Liv is going to do really well in this year's Rumble.
Ikaw, Rowan, maka-Liv ka rin ba?
Yeah, same goes to me. Let Liv lead.
All right. And who do you want to win? Ito na, prediction time. If you want to throw out a final four, pwede. But if you want to just pick one name who you think will stand tall at the end of the Women's Rumble, now's your time to pick. Let's start with Ro.
My pick is Liv. She deserves it. And I think main organic support talaga behind her. But I wouldn't be opposed as well to Bianca winning for the second year in a row.
So Liv or Bianca. Right, Chino.
My pick would also be Liv Morgan. It's a great underdog story for her to enter at an early stage and then just last all the way through, diba? Through sheer grit and tenacity. So that's a great way to tell a story. Pero, and this is a big but, pag lumabas si Ronda Rousey, wala na yan. GG na tayo lahat. No? Kasi, ano pa yung point na lalabas siya tapos ma-out lang siya? No, she's like the female Brock.
Hindi, malay mo, magtanggalan sila ni Charlotte.
I doubt that will happen. I really doubt
Charlotte's in the match.
Yeah, well, I still doubt that will happen. So I'm going to say Liv unless Ronda comes out.
Yun pala si Shane ng jombag kay Ronda palabas. Ikaw, Shark.
Liv din or Bianca, pero mas ano, mas nag-uway sa akin si Liv. Yun nga yung minention nila kanina na yung story na binibuild up siya tapos lagi siya natatalo, na probably ito na yun na parang na overcome ko lahat ng mga obstacles tapos nanalo ko ng Rumble, ganun. So Liv nga.
So much pero love for Liv.
Hindi ako nagda-doubt if or hindi ako okay lang sa akin if si Bianca, parang okay lang din, pero si Liv talaga.
Makes sense din eh, kasi diba, compared to someone like Bianca, who's really blessed with physical gifts, si Liv, mas maliit, diba? Not considered as strong as Bianca Belair. So sobrang underdog run yun for her. Rowan, I'm assuming you're picking Liv as well.
Correct. Feeling ko kasi bitin pa yung rivalry nila ni Becky Lynch. Yeah. And gusto ko talaga mangyari yung scenario na naisip ko na they will give Liv a last chance match para they just... so that they can say the story na lahat ng friends mo umalis na, like sila Ruby Riott, sila Sarah Logan. Well, I think it's gonna be better kung aalis ka na rin. Tapos in the end, she's gonna win.
Okay. So I guess the podcast prediction is Liv Morgan winning the Women's Royal Rumble match. Kind of hard to disagree. If you guys checked out yung Twitter ni Carlo Pamintuan, he just got to interview Liv Morgan. So she's also doing some press for the international circuit. So maybe that could be a harbinger of things to come for the Women's Royal Rumble. Let's talk about the Men's Royal Rumble now, and let's show you who is in the match. As of right now, 22 of the 30 names have been announced. So yeah, you can see all of them on your screen right now. Tanong ni Prince, kailan po ang Royal Rumble? Sa Sunday. Yun yung date. Saturday sa US, Sunday dito sa Manila. 9 a.m. Manila time. All right, Men's Royal Rumble. Let's talk about surprise entrants. Rowan, who do you have on your bingo card?
I have 6 on my list. So let's start with the Impact stars, si Matt Cardona, Brian Myers, W. Morrissey, Heath Rhino, and the NWA star Chris Masters.
Sige, ba't sila?
Okay, so obviously, yung sa Impact stars, may partnership nga yung WWE with Impact. And with Chris Masters, he's been teasing this Rumble surprise entry in Twitter, on Twitter. So feeling ko, he's gonna make a cameo.
Interesting. Okay, okay. I actually haven't seen tong mga tweets ni Chris Masters, who's in NWA now as Chris Adonis. Ro, may nasasagap ka bang rumors about Chris Adonis?
No, I did not. That's actually pretty new to me. So that's interesting. And I wouldn't be opposed to that because I think people have missed Chris Masters for long enough. I don't know lang if the NWA is open to a partnership with WWE. But if they are, then that would be great too.
Yeah, malay natin, diba, through Nick Aldis, who of course is married to Mickey James, who's one of the names involved in said Impact WWE partnership. Since we're talking a row, who are your surprise entrant bets?
Okay, so I agree with Rowan's list, but one name who is definitely not showing up is one Jonathan Good / John Moxley. So John Moxley, for the final time, if there is anyone here in the comments who still thinks that John Moxley is appearing at the Royal Rumble, sasabihin ko na sa inyo ulit na hindi totoo yan. Ulit, John Moxley hates the WWE. He probably doesn't like Vince McMahon that much. And WWE does not want to play with AEW. So hindi talaga yung mangyayari, guys, for the final time. Just because Seth Rollins name dropped Mox on last Friday SmackDown does not mean na lalabas ni John Moxley. So, yun. Kalimutan nyo na yun. Kalimutan nyo na yung pag-asang yun.
So, sinabi na ni Ro in English and Tagalog, di ko na kailangan i-Chinese. Rowan, your thoughts on sabi-sabi sa internet na, hala, si Mox baka umapir sa Rumble.
I want to be a smart aleck here and hindi nga lalabas si Mox, pero lalabas si Dean Ambrose.
Babyface producer Gel, pakibalik sa backstage tong bata. okay, let's go to Shark here. Who are your picks for surprise entrance?
Yun, si Chris Masters, naisip ko rin siya. Kasi, yun nga, big fan talaga ako ng Ruthless Aggression. So, Chris Masters, Carlito, if nag-appear siya last year, pwede siya mag-appear this year. Hindi ko alam kay Christian Cage, pero gusto ko siya makita ulit. If Kane can appear last year, Kane can appear this year na as a guest. Yeah. Pero may tanong ako sa inyo. What do you think of The Rock appearing?
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
I walked into that one. Nice.
What a setup.
That was good. That was like, that's going on TikTok. That's going on TikTok.
Okay, Chino, who's on your bingo card?
I saw a few NXT guys appear on Raw, or it's a digital exclusive at least, so you can count them in to the LA Knight, to the Roddy, maybe throw a few of them in there. But one name that I've been seeing on the comments that makes a lot of sense is Moose. I really want to see him in a WWE ring. Siya yung isang indie wrestler na gusto kong makita sa WWE. So I'm going to say Moose might make an appearance in the Rumble, especially since he is the Impact World Champion. Hindi naman out of the picture yun. It's not out of the question that the champions get to do the show because Mickey James is also doing the show.
Actually, for me, mas malaki ata yung chance ni Grayson Waller kesa kay Moose. Just because people already know Grayson Waller, he's been appearing on Raw, whereas si Moose, literally zero history with WWE. Zero history with any top star in WWE. So parang, I've never fantasy booked Moose with anybody in WWE. So like ako, personally, hindi ako excited for Moose. But like, I would pop for like an LA Knight, a Bron Breakker, a Ciampa, Pete Dunne, or Grayson Waller. So those are my picks. The NXT guys talaga. Let's talk about Iron Man. Who do you think will go the distance this year? Let's start with Shark.
AJ Styles, I guess. Gusto ko na siya maging top guy ulit. As in, kating-kating na ako maging top guy sa AJ Styles ulit. Mm-hmm. Sino pa? Big E, I guess. Deserve na rin na maraming time sa Rumble. Pero I doubt naman nanalo si Big E.
Yun lang dalawa, AJ Styles and Big E.
Si Emil agrees, AJ din yung pick niya for Iron Man. Since we're talking about AJ Styles, merong kumalat sa wrestling Twitter, which I highly doubt is actually true. Pero sige, pag-usapan natin, meron daw supposedly na nag-leak na yung entry list and supposedly si AJ daw yung mananalo. Ro, kapani-paniwala ba ito para sa'yo?
Actually, I haven't heard this one. The only leaked entry list I saw was the one with Veer. on the whole thing, so that I never seen this one yet. If you could link it to me, that'd be great. But it depends, I guess. I don't see AJ Styles being a bad pick. Like, he is well loved. Tama si Shark na maraming may gusto na maging top guy na siya ulit. So okay lang din naman. So if it happens, it happens.
Ako masasabi ko lang, alam ko talaga na hindi siya kapani-paniwala kasi nandun yung pangalan ni Alberto Del Rio. That's why for me.
So, yeah. Yun.
Ikaw, Chino, who do you think will be an Iron Man this year?
I'm gonna say Sami Zayn.
Okay.
For no other reason.
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Sami Zayn for no other reason than my YouTube WWE stream feed is being flooded with a lot of Sami Zayn videos for some reason. Parang nag-boost sila ng Sami Zayn big lines. But there might be a reason behind that, and this might be that reason. So that's why I'm saying Sami Zayn.
Before I ask Rowan kung sino yung pick mo for Iron Man, Rowan, naabutan mo ba si Johnny Knoxville sa kasagsagan ng Jackass?
He's no Jackass. The whole thing with Sami isn't hitting for him because he doesn't know.
Yeah, mas naabutan ko pa yung Ridiculousness. If I don't know if naabutan.
Oh my God, you are young.
Halatang mga tito na tayo compared to Rowan kasi lahat tayo naabutan natin yung kagabuhan ng Jackass.
If you saw last Friday SmackDown where tawag doon si Sami was trying to tase himself with a rhino prodder, then that's pretty much the essence of Jackass.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're just being stupid. That's it.
Jackass in tawag.
Jackass is basically a TikTok video that's 30 minutes long. Basically.
Yeah. Basically. Right, so, okay, Rowan, your pick for Iron Man.
Okay, so based from the Pizza Hut Battle Royale ng Survivor Series, I'll go with Omos. Nobody can eliminate Omos. So feeling ko magtatagal siya sa ring.
All right.
Okay.
Sino mo pick for Iron Man? I'm gonna pick someone random and say Finn, just because I do want Finn to also be a main eventer again. So yun. I'm gonna pick Finn as my Iron Man for this year. Eto na, prediction time, gentlemen. Who do you think will win the Men's Royal Rumble? Let's start with Rowan, the SHIT.
So maniniwala ulit ako sa rumors. So I'll go with Big E. Pero okay. there's another prediction. I also want Roman to win, so we might see a Bret Hart, Lex Luger type of victory. So I want both Big E and Roman to win.
As in, sabay silang la-landing?
Yes. And then
can you imagine how hard that is in today's era na merong smartphone lahat ng tao, tapos i-video nila, din, oh na si Big E, din, oh na si Roman.
I mean, they did try it with Batista and Cena, di ba?
So, tapos umasok si Vince, tapos matutare niya yung dalawang quads.
Uy, sana naman huwag.
And they had like top camera equipment to film that.
Right, they have 4K now, so yes.
Di ba? So, kita yun naman na sabay nag-drop, sabay nag-touch ng floor.
Yeah, sobrang hirap i-choreograph nun. Si Bret Hart talked about it dun sa feature niya sa Fightful. You should check it out if you have the time. Sobrang hirap talaga i-coordinate na sabay kayo la-landing. So di ko alam kung may makaka-pull off pa nun in this day and age. So thanks for your picks, Rowan. Let's go to Shark here. Who do you think's winning?
Big E, I guess. Mm-hmm. And gusto ko talaga sa AJ Styles maging top guy talaga, promise. Pero Big E, feeling ko, ang kung hindi papasok si Roman, kung hindi mas masascrew yung umpisa tapos papasok siya sa Rumble, it's either Big E or Roman Reigns.
All right, people in the comment section also putting in their picks for the Men's Royal Rumble. How about you, Chino?
I'm gonna say AJ Styles because he's a little late in his career and it's about time that he gets a Rumble victory. But just give the guy one on his way out. He says he wants to finish his career with the WWE let him, diba? So give him a Rumble win, and kahit hindi siya mag-champion, it still makes sense kasi he's still a great performer.
Enro?
I want to say that I like Benedict's idea here. Na si Styles yung Iron Man, tapos Grayson Waller eliminates him for the maximum heel heat kasi that would be great.
Yan.
Yeah, diba? Mm. But my original pick, I made it already like a few weeks back. It's still Big E. Kailangan nila bumawi kay Big E for that sudden day one loss. Kasi I think he wasn't penciled to lose that night. It just so happened that Brock or Roman wasn't available. So big time, kailangan nila bumawi sa kanya. So yun, that's my pick.
My pick's actually Roman Reigns. Parang yung binanggit ni Rowan kanina. Na Roman's gonna drop the title and then he'll go beast mode, god mode in the Rumble and he'll eliminate everyone else, and it's either gonna piss the F out of everybody or gonna make people pop for Roman. So that's my pick, Roman Reigns. All right, so there you have it. Those are our predictions for the Royal Rumble Premium Live event. If you want to keep talking about the Rumble in the comment section, go lang, keep putting your picks over there. Speaking of picks, we're gonna get to our pick of the week. So si Shark, since siya yung guest, explain natin, it's your favorite match or segment na wrestling or anything wrestling related that you really loved from this week. So that's the pick. I'm gonna start with mine, and mine is Noam Dar versus A-Kid Heritage Cup Championship from NXT UK. If you haven't seen a Heritage Cup match ever, sobrang fun niya. Like it's something worth your time talaga. Yung 20-25 minutes that it runs, I really enjoy it every time meron ganun sa NXT UK. So go check it out, Noam Dar versus A-Kid. Let's go to Ro.
My pick of the week is Randy Orton versus Chad Gable, the match, because the spelling bee will be handled by someone else. I want to point out lang how much of a solid wrestling show Raw has become over the past few months. Like, we all know SmackDown has this reputation of being the wrestling show, pero talagang pinagtuunan nila ng oras at attention si Raw. Na because they have 3 hours, they just let them wrestle as much as they want. So go watch it if you're missing some decent WWE wrestling action.
Ikaw, Chino, your pick of the week.
Gusto ko lang sabihin na matagal ako nawala, 3 months. That is why my pick of the week is Blair Davenport versus Meiko Satomura, NXT UK, January 4th, I think.
Oh, matindi yun. Matindi matchup yun.
I just saw it like a few weeks ago, and it's remembered that I saw it now, but it was a good match. So I just wanted to say that it was a good match. Check it out. It's so good, you guys. So good.
All right. Rowan, your pick.
My pick of the week will be Sammy Guevara versus Cody Rhodes in the ladder match for the Undisputed TNT Championship. Sobrang angas ng match. Great opener for a show. Ang angas ng Sammy cutter from that ladder. I really love that spot. I think this is the best ladder match in AEW or WWE combined. Best ladder match for the first time in 2 years for me.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's quite the bar. All right.
Yeah.
Ego Shark, your pick of the week.
Randy and Chad Gable dead. Everything with RK Bro in it, sobrang dig ko talaga. Tapos yung ending na hinampas ng scooter ni sa scooter ni Riddle, tapos yung ankle lock reversal to RKO, perfect. Ang ganda.
Yeah, Ro mentioned yung spelling bee kanina. We actually loved it in the wrestling podcast chat. Sobrang nakakatuwa siya. It was way funnier than it had any right to be.
No, kahit mali si Otis, tama pa rin siya.
I thought that was the only one who noticed.
Yeah, ako rin, napansin ko rin. But to be fair, yung dumbbell, minsan nalilito rin ako dun eh. So, good pick for a word for the spelling bee.
Also, I like how they made fun of his accent, of Kevin Patrick's or whatever his name is, accent. Kevin Patrick's accent without making fun of his accent outright. So, nakakatawa din.
Good job, yung segment na yun. All right, let's go to the comments. Julian, he picks the TNT Championship ladder match. Debut ni Danhausen, tsaka yung joke ni Shark kanina. Bruce picks Midnight Asia. Leo, his picks.
Thank you, Bruce.
Pick ni Leo, Edge and Beth doing the 3D on The Miz. Tsaka Cody versus Sammy and Orange Cassidy versus Adam Cole and Danhausen. Roman J picks the ladder match as well. Emil picks yung lights out match. Wilson pick Seth and KO versus the Usos. Si Admin Angelo, ang dami rin pick. It doesn't matter ni Shark yun, isa sa mga pinili niya, along with all the other picks na binanggit kanina. Emil picks Matt Cardona versus Joey Janela at the GCW event earlier this week. Ano pa ba? Si Alan picks yung banat ni Brock Lesnar, yung Mr. Graves, would you like me to get naked for you? That was pretty good. Boswaki picks Galactic Shark as well. Si Jackie, she picks yung ano, banat ni Anthony Bowens na kamukha raw ni John Moxley, si Oscar Kakashka from Hey Arnold. That was pretty good. Pero medyo my back din kasi parang hindi lahat makakagets nun.
Rowan, kilala mo ba si Oscar Kakashka?
Ngayon.
Do you watch it? Did you, nabutan mo ba ang Hey Arnold?
Oo, naabutan ko yun. But all I didn't watch it as regular as I
did. All right, all right. Isa siya sa mga tenants ng mga grandparents niya.
Right. Kasi yung kamukha ni John Moxley. Yun. Julian picks Chino's return. And,
oh, thank you, so, Julian.
Thank you, Bruce, for also saying that you don't know Hey Arnold. Thank you. Alright, Babyface producer Gel, please put up yung ating magic ruleta so we can pick our winner for this week's voucher from Mega and Machong Chismisan. So meron tayong 8 entries for this week and yung mananalo, message natin in the next few days. Babyface producer Gel, let's spin that wheel. All right, our winner is Jomari Ferrer. Tama ba? Parang siya nga. Yes! Jomari Ferrer, congratulations! Yon. Hindi nabitin, buti na lang. Congratulations, Jomari Ferrer. We're going to message you in the next few days so you can claim your prize. Thank you to Mega and to Machong Chismisan, ang podcast na nangi-sponsor ng ibang podcast. As we get out of here, let's let everybody know where they can catch the Galactic Shark. Meron ka bang gusto i-promote, Shark?
Hey guys, just follow me on TikTok at Galactic Shark. Yun lang, alam nyo na yan. Alright.
Ilan na bang followers natin sa TikTok, Shark?
Ano yan? Ano yan?
Ilan na bang followers natin?
412k,
wow.
I guess.
Wow.
Damn.
Si legit bigatin sa Twitter tong si Shark. Chino, where else can people catch you after the podcast?
So, I'm doing a stream with Laughing Gas of Malaysia. Just look for it on Facebook. Also, the Class Clown podcast is actually making its comeback in 2 weeks. Season number 3 is going to start kicking off in 3 weeks. Also, I am starting a YouTube channel for all the stand-up that I've done here in the States. For all of those things that I mentioned, the shows and whatnot, you can go to my Linktree, linktr.ee/chinosupersized.
All right, Rowan, put over the Patreon.
Yep, please subscribe to our Patreon. And me and Ro are doing our weekly wrestling reviews. Yep. So you got to read those. Naghihirapan namin yun.
Yeah, that's
right. Right, Ro, anything else?
Before that, I just want to say to people who were expecting to win or who wanted to win the Mega Cloud Storage, meron pa tayong dalawa pa na papamigay, di ba? So,
yep.
Just keep joining, keep tuning in, and don't worry, maybe your time will come. And anyway, for my plug, so that naman, just go follow us on TikTok as well kasi we are trying to catch up the Shark's follower count. Yung ating 7,000 ay humahabol pa sa 400,000 niya. So again, at Wrestling2xPod for all your wrestling questions, especially if you don't know a particular bit of wrestling jargon, I will be happy to explain that. So those are my favorite things to talk about. Again, wrestling content at Wrestling2xPod.
All right, and as for me, just plugging the Royal Rumble Premium Live event. Siyempre, may Tagalog audio tayo. You can catch that on the WWE Network. Kami ni Carlo Pamintuan ang magiging commentators for that show. So go catch that on Sunday. Main show starts at 9 a.m. Manila time. Tulad na sabi ni Ro, we are on social media at Wrestling2xPod on Twitter and TikTok. On Facebook and Instagram, it is at Wrestling Podcast. Please keep subscribing or giving us those 5-star ratings over on Spotify. Sobrang laking tulong niyan sa atin. And go catch the audio-only episode we dropped earlier today. Those are our favorite Rumble moments that we put together on the podcast. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Gel behind the scenes and to the rest of the PNA team. Thank you to Galactic Shark for joining us here on the Royal Rumble Predictions live stream. Thank you, Chino, para sa pagpupuyat mo para sa podcast. at para sa mga ibang endeavors mo. And thank you to everybody who's been watching, staying with us through the live stream, keeping the comment section alive. Maraming maraming salamat. So on behalf of the entire crew, stay safe, wear those double masks, get your vaccines and boosters if you can. And by May, please go out and vote kasi importante yun. Alright? Wrestling Wrestling Podcast out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.